Chof Sivan, Wednesday the 29th of May, Rabbi Moshe Bunim Krauss, Interesting Shailas and Kriyas HaTorah.
Good morning, Rabbi Isai. The four rites in Siman Kuf Lamates in Eir HaChaim, in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, he says like this: when you say the bracha on the Sefer Torah, you're supposed to hold the Sefer Torah. He brings this from the Baal Hamanik, Shakoire Batoira, Umavorach Ba Noitla Beyodoi. Should hold it in your hand. And he brings the Raya, because he says that the people of Yerushalayim used to hold their Lulav and Esrog throughout the day. So they would hold it during davening, the entire davening. When they got to Kriyas HaTorah, they would put it down. Because when they had an Aliyah, they had to hold the Sefer Torah. We can deduce from the fact that they had to put it down that they had to hold the Sefer Torah. It doesn't say Mufurish that they held the Sefer Torah. But the Gemara says, Kach hoyim en hogam shal anchi Yerushalayim, Odom yoytzi mibeisa v'lulova biyodoi, hayakoyre ba Torah menichoy al gabi karka. When he would go, it seems to me he can put a mitzvah item on the ground. That's besides the point. It says that they took the lulav and esrog, which they're holding in the hand, and they put it down on the ground. Why did they need to put it down on the ground? Why can't they have the aliyah while they're holding the lulav and esrog? Why can not be? You can still look in, even though you're holding it. You manage to daven, and you manage to do everything else when you're holding it in your hands. Why can't you have the aliyah in your holding hand? Elamai is a raya, they have to hold the sefer Torah. That's the makayr. And in the Beis Yosef, he brings another makayr from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Hi man, the borich, the one who makes a bracha, knock it amuda the Torah biyada, he has to hold it in his hands. Shanema lo koyach es sefer Torah hazeh. Hold this sefer. Hold Lakoyach, take this sefer. It's mashma that Bishas, Bishabain was learning the Torah, he was holding it. So you see from here that when you make the bracha, you have to hold the sefer. So the apostles say, the way to do it is, Bishas you making the actual bracha, you hold both Atzechayim. That's Bishas you make the bracha, hold the one on the right hand, one on the left hand. And when you come to the Kriya, and the Balkoyim is saying it, then he holds one, you hold one, you hold on to one of the Amudim, sefer Torah. The point here is, we can ask a kasha here. Why do we need a special raya and a proof with a whole makor? They need to hold the sefer Torah. There is a klal that whenever you say a bracha on something, you have to hold the item. That's a klal gadol. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Vav in Hilchas Birchas Haperos. Says the Mechaba Siman Reish Vav. Anything which you make a bracha on to eat, you have to hold in your right hand. And the Mishmur brings from the Achroinim, brings from the Poskim, that the same applies to a mitzvah. When you make a mitzvah on something, you hold it. Make a mitzvah bracha on the shofar, hold in your hand. Bracha on the lulav, hold in your hand. Tefillin, you hold in your hand. Says the Mishmur, the reason is, in order to have more kavana, kidei sheyechavan amashim avar. So we see from here a cloud, then anything you have to hold in your hand. So why do we need to come onto a special makoir to tell you, the Sefer Torah, you need to hold b'shayis making the bracha, maishna, from all other mitzvahs where you have to hold it, when you make a bracha on, why do you need a special makoir? They have to hold the Sefer Torah. Why do you need a special raya? Obviously, you're being koir about Torah, you need to hold the Sefer Torah, you're making a bracha, any bracha you make, you have to hold it. So if I'm making a bracha on the Sefer Torah, I'm making a bracha on the Sefer Torah. I should have to hold it. Why do we need a special makayr? That's the question which we can ask l'chayr. Now there's a halacha in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, which if we analyze it, perhaps we can come up with the yasod. I think it's a greasy yasod. And with that we can perhaps answer this kasha. It's discussed in Shulchan Aruch, a shayla, which I always hope it might be some medrash, will not happen. You find a psul in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, which is, I think, a nightmare for any rav. What's going to be? You know, what kind of psul do you put it back? When do you take a new one out? When do you not? Baruch Hashem, nowadays with computer checking, it's much less shriach. you know, they checked and there's no mistakes in the Oisius. And I remember as a child, in one Beis HaMedrash I was, and I advised was Rav there in that Beis HaMedrash at the time, Zatzal. And one week after the other, the new Sefer Torah had a psulin, had to put it back, take it out again, till eventually, after a few weeks, they got it checked completely from the Metchila Vatzof. So these things can happen. Somebody told me recently in Golders Green, there was a Shaila, he was lining, and I forgot which word it was, found the extra Vav, the Pasuk, Yisbuchu, it says Yisbuchu instead of Yisbuchu. It's a toss. You have to put the Sefer Torah back and take a new one out. That's the halacha. When I was a bocha, I had an aliyah once, and I noticed that the Vanim Tzodomo in Vayikra is written with a hey instead of an is written with an aleph instead of a hey. So you have to put the Sefer Torah back. It's a psul. Any psul which either sounds different when you read it, like the Yisbuchu instead of Yisbuchu, or it changes the meaning, even if it doesn't sound different, like the Nimtzodome, the blood is found, instead of the blood is squeezed, with the answer, hey, it makes a difference, you have to put the safe therapy back and get a new one out. So these things can happen. The point is, what do you do now? What do you do about the Brocha? Do you have to start lying from the beginning of the Sedra? What are you supposed to do? So, the Halacha, the Poskim say, you don't go back again and start from the beginning. You start from where you left off. You carry off where you left off. The point is, what do you do if this thing happened, this psul was found in the middle of the aliyah? What do you do now? What do you do now? Do you make the bracha straight away? Finish off. Or, no, we take out a new Sefer Torah, because if we don't have to make a bracha on Apostle Sefer Torah, we don't. Perhaps it's better to take out the new one. Zagan Satumel, the Machaba holds, you should certainly take out the new one and line three psukim for the new one and then make the bracha. The Mardukai holds, Pungfaket. He says you've got to make a bracha on the old one. Because if you take out a new one, you have to make a new bracha Rishayna. A new Sefer Torah is a new bracha Rishayna. So you're much better off making Ashana Salanu. The Ramah, that's what we Paskin makes a Achra. He says, if you're able to stop there and then, if you're able to stop, then you should do so. If you can't, because you've only lined two psukim, and you have to carry on another pasuk, or other cases where you can't stop too near to the end of a parasha, etc., etc., so then you carry on to the new Sefer Torah. But do you make a new brach on the new Sefer Torah? No. Ramah holds, you do not make a brach on the new Sefer Torah. So, what I want to take out is one point from here. We see from here that la halacha, if you made a bracha on the Sefer Torah, assuming it was kosher, and then, for some reason, you have to carry on a new Sefer Torah, he does not make a new bracha. Bracha Rishayna, Shebacha Bon. Not make a new bracha Rishayna. The question is, why not? Why not? Why not make a new bracha Rishayna? Whenever, if you make a bracha on something, for example, an example, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch as follows. First made a bracha on an apple, just about to eat it, or a sweet, just about to eat it, these things happen sometimes, just about to eat the sweet, and it slips out, you made a bracha, and it slipped out your hand, fell on the floor, you can't find it. What do you do now? So, can you quickly go to the cupboard and take out another one, and the bracha should work on it? You can't. You can't, because the bracha was made on this one. If it's in front of you, so we assume you had a bit of das, that you're going to eat it eventually. But if it was in the cupboard, you didn't really have, it wasn't in front of you. So you didn't think about that sweet, it was in the cupboard. You went and took it, just make a new bracha. Because the bracha works on this one, and this one disappeared, that's the end of your bracha. And the same is brought down in Hilchos Tkiyah Shofar. About Tkiyah made a bracha on a shofar, and he tried blowing, he tried. Nishgigangen. So the whole school is, you say, you whisper a posik into the shofar, but Nishgigangen. So he wants to try a new shofar. He's got no shofar right there in front of him. He's got one in the Aron HaKodesh. Takes out from Aron HaKodesh, it's making a new bracha at Kir Shofar. The same idea. The bracha you made was on this one. The bracha didn't work on the second one. You have no das on it, it doesn't work. Lishmaya Kol Shofar. Yeah, but it's a bracha on the Tkir. So the question is, in that case, so why don't we say the same svara with Kriyas HaTorah? If I make a bracha on a Sefer Torah, and then suddenly it's found to be possible, so I go to the Aron HaKodesh, which is a very holy cupboard, Arna Kodesh, I take out a new Sefer Torah, which I'd never had das on, surely I have to make a new bracha. So how can the Ramah tell us, and we passed in this way as well, that you don't make a new bracha? Why should there be a thing? The kasha is not my kasha, the Bach has the kasha. The Bach has the kasha. Okay, therefore he says he's going to make a new bracha on the new Sefer Torah. But he doesn't help us in the halacha. We don't paskin like the Bach. We paskin that a new Sefer Torah is not machayev a new bracha. So I think the yisoid is a svara, the answer to the kasha. There's a difference between the mitzvah of Kir Shofar and the eating of Peri and the bracha on the Torah. The difference is as follows. The bracha on Tkiya Shofar, the bracha is on the shofar. The blowing of the shofar. If you look at the nusach of the bracha, the Shmoy Kol Shofar. We're speaking about the shofar. We make a bracha on a peri, it's a very pri adam. I'm speaking about the sweet, I'm speaking about the fruit, I'm speaking about the item of that I'm making the bracha on. Mashenkin Kriyas HaTorah, the bracha is on the Divrei Torah. We say in the morning, Lasik v'divrei Torah. The brach, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is nothing to do with the Sefer Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is a mitzvah to learn the words of Torah. So when we make a brach, Asher b'chavonu karam alos and Torah osoy, we're not making a bracha on the Sefer Torah. We're making a bracha on the divrei Torah, on the words of Torah. It's a lom de shesvara, het rabbi say. It's a shiva shesvara. Yeah, there's a big difference. There's a difference between a mitzvah where I involve the item, the mitzvah where I don't involve the item. When I'm making a bracha on the shofar, I'm making a bracha to hear the shofar. Yeah? Or I'm making a bracha to eat the apple, or to eat the sweet. Here, I'm making a bracha to hear the words of Torah. It so happens, you have to hear the words of Torah from a Sefer Torah. Because you're not allowed to say, Dvorim Shebiksav, written, the written Torah is not allowed to be said orally, so you have to read it. But it's not that the mitzvah involves the Sefer Torah. So in other words, we've L'chayra brought, so that is the answer. That's why it doesn't matter that now I suddenly take a new Sefer Torah, because my bracha was never on the Sefer Torah. My bracha was on the words of Torah. And the words of Torah are exactly the same words when I line it from the first Sefer from the second Sefer. Nothing's changed. When I make a bracha on the apple, I've made a bracha to eat the apple. So if a new apple comes, it's a new bracha. Or when I bring a bracha on the shofar, it's to blow the shofar. So if it's a new shofar, it's a new item, it's a new chetzer. When I speak about learning Torah, I'm not making a bracha on the Sefer Torah. I'm making a bracha on the words of Torah. And nothing's changed. The words are happening during the Sefer Torah, but your mitzvah is to say the words. The bracha is the saying of the words, not the...
It's not even on the words of the Sefer Torah.
Yeah, but the bracha... The bracha is on the words of Torah, but I'm saying the word is on the... No, it's on the oral... The words are on the spoken word of Torah. That's what I'm saying. It's on the speaking of the word of Torah. It's not on the reading of the words of Torah. I'm not reading it from the Torah. Yeah, it's a long dish, sorry, you can think about it.
To understand the difference between that and shofar and apple.
Yes.
Because I hold the apple in my hand, I don't make a bracha on it. It's on the eating of the apple.
Yes, but you make it on the apple.
I'm making a bracha on eating the apple.
Yeah, but you'd be involved in the chetzer. Say for Torah, make a bracha on the words of Torah. Imagine for a minute. Let's say Chazal would say you can make a bracha without having a sefer Torah. Let's say you're allowed to read the Torah bal peh, right? Let's say if you know such thing, you have to rely on from a sefer Torah. Let's say you can read bal peh. Mishnah Yuma says sometimes you can rely on bal peh. Let's say Chris would be bal peh. Yeah, would you make a bracha Chris at Torah? Yes, you would. Why? Because the mitzvah is nothing to do with reading from the Torah. The mitzvah is saying the words of Torah. It so happens, because I want you to say from a sefer Torah, because you can't read. You've got to read from a sefer Torah. But Luyutsuya, Chris at Torah, would be bal peh. It would be exactly the same bracha. Because I don't need to involve the sefer in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is learning Torah. I'm giving a shir now. We're learning. The mitzvah is not, I'm reading out from my notes. I'm telling you, we're speaking different Torah.
That's the difference.
It's the word. Yeah, but the same thing as Chris HaTorah, that's Machidish. Chris HaTorah is the same thing. Chris HaTorah is the bracha is on the words of the Torah, on the learning of the Torah, on the words of the Torah. We're discussing Torah. We're learning the words of the Torah. You need to have a sefer to help you out.
The words of the Torah.
Huh? Here, Bithel, you hear this whole thing? No.
I know what you want to say.
Okay, let's look at the songs we do somewhere.
We're getting there.
Yeah, okay. Yankee still needs convincing, but I think we're going to get there eventually. Yeah. I thought, but that's Esau. And I want to tell you.
Yankee, I think.
Not just me, I've got
people. Okay, I don't want to go into now. Divine, let's accept this, Yisod. Accept this, Yisod. So, Lefizeh, if I entered the Kasha, look, if you wouldn't agree with it, it wouldn't be a Chiddush. Obviously, I'm happy that there's the dispute. That way it's a Chiddush at least. So, Meile, Lefizeh, if I entered what I asked earlier, the Kasha was that what? That why do you need a special Chiddush? That you need to hold the Sefer Torah. B'kriyas HaTorah, we make a bracha, need to hold the Sefer Torah. I asked, any case, you have to hold the mitzvah when you make the bracha. Like always, shofar, an apple. The answer is that you have to hold it because you're making a mitzvah, a bracha on the apple. You're making a bracha on the shofar. On the kiyot, I'm using the shofar part of the mitzvah. Here, the mitzvah is the words of the law. Speaking the words. So I've got to hold, so therefore, who says I've got to hold it? So I'm not making a bracha on the Sefer Torah, I'm making a bracha on my reading. On what I'm doing, my mouth. So my dibur, so we still have to hold it. Kamashim Allah, I have to hold it. And I will tell Rabbi Yisai that I found the Yisod state Baruch Hashem B'shem Rebbe Eliashiv. As I said, I tell you Ma'aseh Shehaya. Ma'aseh Shehaya was as follows. There was a certain family, they donated a Sefer Torah to Beis HaMedrash. Now usually, they make a tnai beforehand, you have to use it every Shabbos for the first year at least. But this particular family didn't actually make this official condition. But once it came to it and they donated it, they said to the Beis HaMedrash, please do us a favor, and we'd very, very much like that you should use it in the first year every single Shabbos. Anyhow, so the Gabba was very frum, and he says, no way, you know, your Sefer Torah you just gave is not quite as mahuda as the one we've got in our HaKodesh. So I don't agree. I want the most mahuda to increase the Torah, I'm not going to use it. In any case, what happened was, his brother Amarius Chazilbestein, the family weren't very happy about it, so they came in one Friday night, and they opened our rotation and switched around the mantle of the Sefer Torah. And they took out the Sefer Torah, and it was the wrong one. The Gabba got furious, and he said, Sefer Torah, put it back in the Arach. He took the other one out, which was Kneged Halacha, because he's not allowed to put the Sefer back. And the whole Sibur left the Beis HaMedrash, and asked Rabbi Eliashiv, do we have to sack him? And all zach about it. Anyhow, that was the story. That's brought down in Rizchak Zilberstein. This story. So, Rabbi Eliashiv, I want to tell you as follows, he said. I want to tell you a few things. Firstly, he did Shalikidin, putting it back in the Aron HaKodesh. It's completely Shalikidin. That's the first thing. And regarding sacking him, it depends on various halachas, whether he's going to have charot of what he did, etc., etc. Now, also he said, you should know that it's a design for the Sefer Torah not to use it in the first year. Just to say that because we've got a better one, it's a design. The Sefer Torah is given for use, just not to use it. It's like pagam the Sefer Torah. You decided not to use it. It's a pagam. You've got to use it. He said more than that. He said, you should know that lining from a Sefer Torah, which is more mahuda, is no greater mitzvah than lining from a Sefer Torah, which is less mahuda. Yeah? There's no minor. It says, Zekeli van Beiru, should have the most mahudadika mitzvah, the nicest lulav, the nicest shofar, the nicest tzitzis, and the nicest Sefer Torah, as they state in Gemara, the nicest Sefer Torah. Says, that's talking in the Gab of the mitzvah, ksiv the Sefer Torah. See, it's not talking about mitzvah of lining. Why? Exactly that's what I just said now. That ksiva sefer Torah, the mitzvah is right, the sefer Torah. You're doing it's a chesed mitzvah. I'm doing the sefer Torah with the sefer Torah. So you have to make a nice sefer Torah. Just have to make a nice lulav, etc. And a nice shofar, whatever it is. Ma she'ein ken kriyas haTorah. It's not a chesed mitzvah. You're not doing a mitzvah with the sefer Torah. You're lining the sefer Torah. You're lining Torah. You're speaking Torah. You're doing divrei Torah. You're speaking in Torah. Happens to be that Chazal say you need to have a sefer Torah in order to read from. But that's not the thing which you're doing the mitzvah with. Not the chesed of the mitzvah. Not like shaking the esrog. You don't take the sefer Torah and shake it. So we said to shake the sefer Torah. You have to read the words and say the words. You have to speak divrei Torah. And you need sefer Torah to help you to do it. But therefore, there's no maila in a hiddur mitzvah. In the Sefer Torah. He said the whole thing is a toss anyhow, because there's no maila in taking a Mudadika Sefer Torah over not Mudadika Sefer Torah. He said, Pasha Zocha, Pasha Spora, Efsha, yeah, that's something different, because Efsha, there's a mitzvah in the Sefer Torah, perhaps. That was easy, son. But the Yisod that he's saying is what we said, that there's a chiluk between the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah in relation to others, the mitzvahs, that here, Sefer Torah is just a tnai, it's not the thing, the actual cheft of the mitzvah. Okay, so Yanki decided that the title should be Interesting Shyness Nichus Kriyas HaTorah. So I have to bring another, it's not enough with one, I have to bring another one in. What's the din? As follows. You might have a Shaykhus, we'll see. But in any case, what happens is the Chuvin Igros Moshe about it as well. a bar mitzvah boy prepared to say his etc. And, you know, they didn't look at the right luach, etc. And they found out that it was a week before his bar mitzvah instead of a week after his bar mitzvah. And you learn that sedra, and they found out 2 weeks beforehand, what's going to be, can you let a cotton have kriyas hatayil? So the ma'aseh Mishabura speaks about it already. So we'll just bring the makoris from the Gemara. The Gemara Megillah says, Hakoil oilim leminyan shiva afila isha afila cotton. You can give an aliyah to a cotton. An aliyah, a cotton can have an aliyah, afila isha, but mishum kovid that's it, but we don't allow an isha to do it. But minadin, a cotton can have an aliyah.
Can you just lay without having an aliyah?
Oh, now, in the olden days, the times of the Gemara, they didn't do like we do, that you have one person reading silently, the other person loud, the balkoira. It didn't exist a balkoira. The person had the aliyah, made the brocha, and lied. That's what he did. So we see that a cotton can lie. Because the Gemara says a cotton can have an aliyah. And aliyah in those days meant he lies in the Sefer Torah as well. That's what obviously means. That's what it meant in those days. There was no such thing as a balkoira reading. He himself would actually do the reading. So you can see a cotton can do the kriyas haTorah. The point is, however, that there are many shittas of Rishonim of Pshat in that Gemara. Some say it doesn't mean you can give all the aliyahs to a cotton. Some say it means only the very last one on Shabbos, the Shvi. Some say only Maftir, only the Hosafos. Some places they're knowing some Chos Torah, they give a cotton, they give Ketanim aliyahs. That's after you've done the main aliyahs, you call them. But the Maaseh was not knowing to give it during the main aliyahs. So the many shittas, some say only once you've lain three people have had the main aliyah, then you can have ketanim for the rest. But to say that cotton ketanim can do all the aliyahs, many rishonim don't hold that you can do that. Only the last one, a maftir, etc., etc. So maftir, if you give a cotton maftir, is not really a problem. La halacha, that's clear. Lekuli alma, they can have maftir. That's in many places they do this. Chasidim and Eretz Yisrael, they give the maftir the week beforehand. Really, you could give maftir to a cotton even if it's 10 and 11. That's really, but that's okay. The reason why one doesn't do azai probably is because some poskim write that it's such bekovetik of brochas, you don't let a cotton do it. Brochas on the geula and on the Torah, such brochas, so we don't let him do it. But really, so maftir is not a problem. Shail is the rest of the kriyas haTorah. So Mishabura says, b'shas adchak, doesn't bring the case of the bar mitzvah, but he says, b'shas adchak, you know, if it's difficult, then you can allow a cotton to do the whole kriyas haTorah. Mishmar is not so happy about it, b'shas adchak. God, then he says, but Mishmar is making b'shas adchak, you allow a cotton to do it, because you can rely on those shittas which hold that you can do all the aliyahs ketanim. That's what Mishmar seems to pass. Now, here again, I want to bring out a nekuda, a lomdash nekuda. We have to understand the svara here. Why should it be that we can be yotza, kriyas from a cotton? Why should that be? The klal always is, you can't be yotza mitzvah from a cotton. If you need to bench, and you want a cotton to be mitzvah, it's gatenished. Kriyas a Megillah, Mishnah says a Megillah, you can't let a cotton read the Megillah for you. Why? Because the cotton is a einoy mechuyev v'adavah. He's not obliged, and anybody's not obliged to do a mitzvah, he's only mechuyev in a lesser degree of chiyuv to ourselves, we're gedolim. He cannot be mitzvah. A cotton can't be mitzvah gotten. So how come in kriyas a Torah, we can allow a cotton to be mitzvah gotten? That is the same kashya you can ask on Isha, a woman. In halacha is that b'etzem ikah halacha, a woman could also have an aliyah. I don't think, you know, in our circles we'd really go for it, but that's what the Mishnah says. Really, it's okay. The Braisa says, but they say mishum kovet atzibi shouldn't do it. Shouldn't. It's brought down in the Gemara already. But again, a woman is woman mukhiv kriyas haTorah. Debatable. Morgan Avraham wants to say women are mukhiv kriyas haTorah. He wants to say they are mukhiv. But the Rishonim say that woman is not mukhiv. So the same question asked on Isha. How come they can be mitzias? How can they read the Torah for us? So I wanted to say Yisod, and somebody showed me the Chayish Tebu Furish in Rosh Hazai, and also the Alocha, they say the same Yisod. There's a difference between the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah and the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. The mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, the mitzvah is to line the Megillah. The mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah is to hear the Torah. There's a difference. One is a mitzvah to read the Megillah, and one is a mitzvah to hear. The mitzvah of when we are in the tzibur, when we're in the tzibur and we're hearing Kriyas HaTorah, what's our mitzvah? Is our mitzvah to line from the Sefer Torah, and Shemeya Ka'ina, we yotza, like the mitzvah is to line the Megillah, and we yotza. Or no, it's not to line the Kriyas HaTorah. The mitzvah is to learn Torah Barabim, and to hear the Torah being said. The mitzvah is the Shmiya. The mitzvah is the Shmiya. Like, you're hearing a Shia from me, you're Mekayim a mitzvah of Shmiya's Torah. You've got no shaykhus with the mitzvah of saying Torah. The mitzvah is to hear the Torah. So when you hear a Shia, or you hear the Kriyas HaTorah, your mitzvah is not to read it. The mitzvah is to hear it. Whereas Mikra Megillah, mitzvah is to say it. Mitzvah is to line the Megillah. Mitzvah is not to hear the Megillah, it's to line the Megillah. And therefore what? And therefore, we can understand there's a difference between the two. When you're being Yotza, Mikra Megillah, you need Shemeya Ka'ina. Shemeya Ka'ina, how does Shemeya Ka'ina work? Shemeya Ka'ina, there's a Shaila how it works. What does it mean? Shemeya Ka'ina, you say a bracha, it works for me. What's the pshat in that? So there's machlokes in the Beis HaLevi and the Chazanish what the pshat is. You can understand it in two ways. You can either understand that when I hear a bracha from you, I'm Yotza with my hearing. I'm Yotza with my hearing, that's it. Shemeya Ka'ina, the one who hears as if he said. So hearing is another way of speaking. So by hearing, I'm Yotza, full stop. That's one pshat. The other pshat is the Shemeya Ka'ina. It's as if I've spoken. Means that your words, you're like a shliach for me. Shemeya Ka'ina. Since I've chewed into your words work for me. Shemeya Ka'ina is that your dibbo works for me. So I'm using your dibbo. So Shemeya Ka'ina means as if I've actually spoken. So the first pshat is that it's just my hearing which is good enough. The other pshat is that no, I'm using your words. And that's Machlokes Chaznish in the Bi'ala and Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi holds Yotza with your Shmiya, and the Chaznish learns that you Yotza with the other person's dibbo. So if you learn that the Chaznish, that Shemeya Ka'ina is that you're using the other person's dibbo for you, then we can understand a big difference. Big difference. That normally, by Mikra Megillah, according to the Chaznish, the Yisoid of Shemeya Ka'ina is that I'm using your dibbo. I'm using you. Whereas Chris is here, I'm just using my own Shmiya. So where I'm using you to be made to me, so if you're not a Ba'ach HaYuva, you're a Kofan, doesn't work for me. Doesn't work for me, because I need to use you for me, and you're not a Chiyuv. Mashainkein, where it's Chris Torah, it's just for me to listen to the Torah, doesn't matter. So you're not a Ba'ach HaYuva. I've heard the Torah. What's the difference? Who I heard it from? I heard the Torah. What's the difference? It's good enough. Mm-hmm. You're asking, Adam?
Perhaps you still have to hear it from the Bach
Yubel. Yeah, but you see if Chazal Nishtazai, Chazal didn't oblige that.
Just, it's Chris HaTzor, is a Yubel, is Megillah,
is... It's also Chiyuv, Chris, it's also Chiyuv on the Sibbo. It's also Chiyuv Sibbo. So Lamaise, can you get, what's the gear for this as well is, can you get a Ben Eretz Yisrael to line for you? A younger man, just a Bachor, just told me he had this Shailin he ran to me with a Shailin, it was in Gateshead a few years ago, a year ago. He's Ben Eretz Yisrael. And he doesn't know whether he can line for the Bnei Chosaris. They've got no Baal Torah, then Eretz Yisrael. And he do the Kriyas HaTorah for them. It's the same type of Shaila. He's not a Ba'achiv. Yeah? Second day Yontiv. He's not a Ba'achiv. It was the end of Yontiv. It was Shmini Atzeres. It was Yisro Chakpe. It was the last Afra Shal Pesach. Can he do? So he ran along to the gates of the Rav. He said he shouldn't. Yeah, the Shire Ephraim is machmeh about it. According to what we're saying, it's the same type. This is basically the Shaila here. You've got a Ketub that's not Mukhuyev. Not Mukhuyev because he's not Mukhuyev at Kriya. Can he be Moitzi others? You could possibly be Mekel. But the one Shaila which gave to me, I only thought about it when I prepared this year. I was in Eretz Yisrael last year, shortly after Pesach. And I missed a set of Sedras. So when I came there, they were doing Achreimus Kedoshim in Eretz Yisrael. And I'd missed that Tazria Metzora. So the first time in my life, on one Shabbos morning, I had four Sedras. Because they got a Balkoria to write Tazria Metzora, Achreimus Kedoshim all together. So it was a Chusaras. They got about 30 Chusnikim and Ramema. And they all did Mr. Jim. So we did all the four Sedras together. That's what they did. Okay. So then I thought afterwards, apparently this year, was any good? Got a Ben Eretz Yisrael to do it. He's not Mukhuyev, Tazria Metzora, because he heard it already. It's not the right career for him that this week. But then I saw that they say, obviously, there's no Chiyuv really to do it. There's no Chiyuv to do Tazria Metzora. And Moshe Feinstein and others say, the Chiyuv Kriyas HaTzora is local time. Your Chiyuv, because the takon of Moshe Rabbeinu was to line the Torah on Shabbos. He didn't go into detail which one you should line. Which one do I line? I line the one which the local time. If in here, the line this one, you're not really Mukhiv to the Masaira. If you want to do it in order to chaparai, to get the Kolatera Kula, that's something we do before we go on holidays and listen to Kolatera to have the whole Torah, because that sounds fine. But it's not something which is a Chiyuv, therefore, the Bechlan Nishkifalev, Ben Ezra Shah does it.